Andrew's Daily Five. I'm Andrew. Join me in my musical journey as I count down my favorite albums from 1990 to 1999. Let's rock and roll. Hey everyone, and welcome to my new podcast project. Quick explanation. In 2007, I decided to make a list of my favorite 20 albums that year. The list would include albums that I discovered that year and loved, whether they were new albums that were released that year or were older albums that were new discoveries for me. The list of my favorite albums that year became kind of like a musical journal for me of what I spent that year listening to the most. The list that I made in 2007 of my favorite 20 albums inspired me to create lists for 1999 and also 2000 to 2006, to the best of my recollection. I've also made a list every year since then up to the present year. So 1990 to 1999 is where we will start this My Musical Journey project. I was 10 in 1990, and that's when I really started listening to music, got a stereo system, bought my first CDs, also borrowed my older sister's and younger brother's CDs. This decade took me through middle school, high school, and into college, and formed many of my lasting musical sensibilities and preferences. So just to reiterate, I made this list of my favorite 20 albums from 1990 to 1999 in 2007. And I couldn't go back and change the list that I made when I started this project. Many of the albums on this list have shown up previously on my podcast, especially on my album countdown. When possible, I will not repeat songs that have been played previously on the podcast, so you will get fresh songs. Although there will be many new albums that have never been played on this podcast, so I'm excited to share those with you. Also, for this series, I am not going to consult any websites to talk about these albums, so there is no quote-unquote research. I'm just going to share what I remember about the album from that time and also maybe how I feel about it today. So this will be somewhat more relaxed than my album countdown and many of my other very researched projects. A quick word about my artists and album rankings. My original top 100 artists and top 250 album lists were made at the beginning of 2021. And counting those down was actually the main reason that I launched this podcast in March of 2021. However, I did do a complete overhaul of my rankings at the tail end of 2023, so I will mention both rankings as we go along. I want to mention that intro song, Lead My Follow by Brother Kane. This is a group I really liked growing up. They were from Birmingham, where I grew up, so that was, I always thought that was cool. I liked the whole album, so go check it out if you like this song. This was the only album of theirs that I really ever listened to, but just a fantastic album. Okay, let's get it going here with number 20 on the list. Top 20. Number 20 is Nevermind by Nirvana. This was released in 91. Now, this album was everywhere in the 90s. My sisters had it. My friends had it. It played on the radio. It permeated the culture, really. So yes, I did buy the CD, and I loved it. My best guess would be that I bought the CD in maybe 93 or 94, when I was maybe 13 or 14, somewhere in there. Of course, when Cobain died in 94, it became even a bit more legendary. I think he made Nirvana even more popular after he passed. I still listen to this album quite a bit, and it made my album countdown. It came in at number 26 on the 2021 list. The album did drop to number 51 on the 2023 list. Six of the 11 songs from this album have already been played on the podcast, so we're going to hear a couple more of the less popular songs. So first up is going to be track 4 on the album, and that is the song called Breed. Let's take a listen to it real quick, and then I'll tell you a couple things that I liked about it. So from Nirvana's Nevermind, here is song number 1, Breed. We'll be right back. Okay, there's kind of a repetitive melody there in the verse, but it really pumps me up, and I like how it kind of resolves into the chorus. So that was Breed. Next up is going to be track number 7. This is Territorial Pissings. So take a listen.
Come on!
Yeah, I love the minor interpretation of the Youngblood song Get Together. That's a great little section right there. I like those frantic vocals. I feel like Cobain has really given it all he's got there. So that was song number 2, track 7, and last from the album, track 11, this is On a Plane. The bridge of this song is my favorite part. It's fantastic, and I also really like Dave Grohl's drumming there. Really, really good. So, okay, that was number 20. We're moving on to number 19. This is The Joshua Tree by U2, released in 1987. And I would have probably gotten into this album around the same time as the Nirvana album, probably 93, 94, somewhere around there, where it had been around for a while. I seem to remember that most people believe this was their best album at the time, and probably a lot of people still say that today. At the time, I was generally pretty anti-U2, but I was very pro this album, which didn't make much sense, and I still can't explain it today. I typically really like U2 now, but at the time, I felt like maybe U2 wasn't cool or whatever, but I really like this album. It has continued to receive frequent playback for me over the years, although it's not my favorite U2 album. It ended up on the countdown. It ranked in at number 56 in 2021, and then it dropped 12 spots to number 68 on the 2023 list. The first 4 songs from the album have been played on the podcast, so let's listen to some songs from later on in the album. So first up, we've got track number 5. This is Running to Stand Still from U2's The Joshua Tree. Okay, incredible vocals on this song. I really love the "you gotta cry without weeping, talk without speaking, scream without raising your voice" lyric and the imagery that that brings. Very, very good. Okay, next up, we're moving to track number 7 of 11. Here is "In God's Country." That high guitar riff that The Edge does. Also really like the bass line in this song, so that's a cool one. And then last song from the album is going to be the final track on the album, number 11, "Mothers of the Disappeared." just an absolutely beautiful song. Bono's falsetto is really good. I've never paid much attention to the lyrics, so I need to explore the meaning behind the song. If I saw this band live, I think this is probably the song I'd want to hear the most. I think this would be just an incredible song to play live. Okay, well, that does the first episode. So thank you for joining me as I start this journey, this musical journey back in time to revisit my favorite 20 albums from 1990 to 1999. I hope to see you next time for episode 2. And here's a little bit more of Brother Kane. See ya.